This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on the USA Radio Network, as well as Third Hour Newsmax TV and lots more. Oh, am I going to have some things to announce to you in the next coming, I'm not sure if it's days, but definitely the next coming weeks. Lots of big things happening in my life. We'll have some things we'll announce soon that'll get you very, very excited. In the meantime, it's another day in Trump land. Lots of things to get you very, very excited in Trump land as well. Trump to announce the Iran decision tomorrow. Germany, France, and the United Kingdom are viciously, ferociously lobbying Donald Trump and his top aides to remain in the Iran deal. And you know my prediction I put on Facebook and Twitter a couple hours ago, my advice to Donald Trump, screw the UK, screw Germany, screw France. I don't care what they think. They don't have America's best interests in mind. They don't have my best interests in mind. They don't have your best interests in mind. They don't have the interests of any American citizen. You ran on the platform of America first, not Britain first, Germany first, and France first, not EU first. All of them are lobbying because they're part of the swamp. They're doing business with Iran. Can't you figure that out? They're absolutely positively doing business with Iran. And there's billions of dollars on the line in the swamp. Swamp isn't just a D.C. swamp. It's a U.K. swamp. It's a French swamp. It's a German swamp. It's a global swamp, a globalist swamp. They all make money all over the world dealing with terrorist scum like the Iranian mullahs. And they build them factories, and they build them nuclear facilities, and they build them bombs. And they sell them materials to build the facilities and the bombs. And they want to be on their good side. So if I'm Donald Trump, this is how you win over the American people. Now, again, I don't know what he's going to say tomorrow. I can look foolish. People say, Wayne, you support Trump, but he stayed in the Iran deal. You look foolish. I'm just going to tell you, if Donald Trump is smart, he kills the Iran deal tomorrow. If he doesn't, that's okay. I still love the guy. He's done a great job. It's been a great first year and a year and a third or so. And he's as good as any president in my lifetime. However, if he's smart, he will absolutely positively kill the Iran deal. He will go up in the polls, and he will guarantee Republicans win in November, and he wins by a landslide in 2020. This is what the American people want. Don't worry about what the British people want, or the British leaders want, or the French people, or the French leaders, or the German people, or the German leaders. That was the point of your campaign. America first. I'm sticking it on the line. I'm putting it on the carving block. I'm putting my head out there. Kill the Iran deal. Kill it. Smash it. Stick it in the heart with a sword, with a Christian cross around your neck. Slice its throat. We have to kill the Iran deal. We have to kick its ass. Kill the Iran deal, Donald Trump. If you've ever listened to me, and almost everything I've ever advised, you know, and I don't have any proof that he read mine more than anybody else's, but he seems to listen to my stuff. And if he's ever listened to anybody ever before, listen to me when I tell you, kill the Iran deal. Now, if we stay in it, it's not going to be like Obama staying in it or John Kerry staying in it, because he'll stay in it only because he could change it dramatically. And he can get things more in America's interests. So it still won't be that bad, but it's still a mistake. I think if you want to win over the American people, it's the same reason you killed the TPP deal, Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's the same reason you killed the UN Paris Accord. It's what your 63 million voters want, and we badly, much more than the TPP, much more than the Paris Accord, I want you to kill the Iran deal. Kill the Iran deal. Make it bleed, baby. Kill it. Destroy it. Murder it. Pound it. Trump to announce Iran decision Tuesday. Big, big news of the... Giuliani said today, Trump, quote, committed to regime change in Iran. Well, you're not going to get a regime change unless you kill the deal. So I'm assuming Giuliani's hinting that we're going to kill the deal. That's how you get regime change. President Trump is committed to regime change in Iran, said Rudy Giuliani. His newest controversial attorney and longtime informal advisor. Speaking to reporters after a Saturday keynote to the Iran Freedom Convention for Democracy and Human Rights in Washington, Giuliani said, quote, we've got a president who's tough, who does not listen to the people who are naysayers, and a president who is committed to regime change as we are. In other words, pulling out of the Iran nuclear deal is now being conflated with regime change in Iran. See, he's saying, Giuliani is hinting, this will be a pullout of the Iran deal. Giuliani says he's been a supporter of regime change for 10 years. It's the only way to peace in the Middle East. I agree. And it's more important than the Israeli-Palestinian deal. I agree. The former mayor of New York City was at one point under consideration for Secretary of State, pretended at one point in his speech that his notes were the Iran nuclear deal, ripping them up and spitting on them. Is that giving you a hint what's going to happen tomorrow? See, I'm telling you, whether Trump listens to Wayne Root or couldn't care less what I say and just thinks exactly like me, if I'm Donald Trump, I kill the Iran deal tomorrow. That's what he's going to do, obviously. Now that I read this, absolutely, positively. Now that I see Giuliani's speech, absolutely, positively. And, of course, now we've got John Bolton as the National Security Advisor. Here's what Giuliani said. With Secretary of State Pompeo now on his right side and John Bolton as National Security Advisor on his left, what do you think is going to happen to that agreement, that nuclear agreement, Giuliani asked. Okay, so the nuclear agreement has got to go, but let's check with December 2016 Trump to see what he says about regime change. Now, in 2016, he said, if the United States leaves it, well, this is, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I never like reading something, but I'm not, I haven't read it before, and I want to make sure I'm reading the right thing. This is not what Trump says. This is what the head of Iran says. With 5 days to go before Donald Trump withdraws from the Iran nuclear deal, Iranian President Hassan Rouhani warned the U.S. of historic regret if it pulls out from the nuclear deal. So this is Iranian President Hassan Rouhani. If the United States leaves the deal, you will soon see the historic regret which the move will bring about for Washington. No, it's going to bring historic regret for Iran, trust me. Because you're out of office. And you know what they do in Iran when you lose office? When you leave on the way out the door, they hang you. First they torture you, then they hang you. So I guess you might be getting a little bit nervous there, Mr. President Hassan Rouhani. Just a little bit nervous. But here's the important news of the day besides the fact that tomorrow's D-Day for pulling out of the Iran deal. And I'm betting my bippy that Donald Trump pulls out. But the other big news is that former Secretary of State John Kerry and a group of his former State Department officials have been acting as unofficial diplomats, sneaking around the world trying to salvage the Iran deal. You know what that's called? Treason. John Kerry should go to jail for the rest of his life. It's called treason. And I'm not the only one calling for his head. Some of the most important Republicans in the United States Congress are saying the exact same thing. The exact same thing. John Kerry is a bad, bad guy. He is a traitor to the United States of America. And he's just got to go. And you say, go. He's not in anything right now. You're right. So what right has he got to travel around the world trying to undo Trump's philosophy, Trump's policies, Trump's official United States policies he's trying to counteract? That makes him a traitor. He's got no official standing. What's his job? He has none. So the only way to punish him is to put him in prison. It isn't to fire him. Can't fire John Kerry because he doesn't have a job. And he doesn't need a job, by the way. He's the heir to the ketchup fortune because he married the gal whose husband built the Heinz ketchup fortune and died in a plane crash. Kerry married her. Now he's the ketchup fortune. He's Heinz. So I guess the only way to punish him is to charge him with treason. Certainly obstruction of American policy. All right, other important news. Utah Senator Orrin Hatch told reporters that John McCain is not expected back in the U.S. Senate. No, he's on his deathbed. He's in his last days. And he doesn't want Donald Trump at his funeral. But he wants Obama at his funeral. He wants Obama to give a speech at his funeral. But he doesn't want Trump. Not only does he want Obama at his funeral, but Obama called McCain to thank him for the vote against the Obamacare repeal. Does that not tell you everything you need to know? Now, listen, I'm going to be very careful here because I don't want to say something terrible about a man that is dying. He's on his deathbed. And if a liberal was on his deathbed, if an absolute commie I despised was on his deathbed, like, say, Obama or Hillary, I would still try and say something nice or neutral on the last days. John McCain's in the last days, and he's not a commie. He's not a traitor to his nation. Matter of fact, he was a war hero. People get mad at me when I say that, by the way. A lot of conservatives don't believe he was a war hero, but it doesn't matter. I believe if you were flying a jet for the United States of America Navy, and you get shot down, you're held as a POW, no matter what happens after that, you're a hero. Now, some say he was a rat when he was a POW, and he literally ratted out his fellow people. Now, first of all, there's no proof of that. I've never seen any proof of that. And most people I know who have written anything or said anything about his time there, who were there with him, say that he was tortured unmercifully. So who knows what he did? Who knows what you would do if people pulled your arms and legs to the point where they were hanging off your body and the pain was unbearable? So maybe he did some things that you might consider, against the United States interests. When someone's torturing you that badly, I don't hold them, responsible for what they do. So I don't know that he did anything terrible. You know, if you torture someone, come on. Anybody would do anything if you torture them enough. If you drown them again and again and again, if you pull their legs and arms out of their sockets, if you burn them, if you pull their fingernails off, do you know what people are willing to do to get out of the pain of that? So I can never hold anything against John McCain. I just can't. I don't like the man. I think he's been awful to Donald Trump. I think he ran an awful campaign against Barack Obama. I think he votes for, the swamp interests most of the time. He's got a McCain Foundation, and he's got backing from George Soros. So he's not a great Republican. He's not a great guy. But he is an American hero. I don't care what you say. And I don't want to say terrible things about him, but I do think it's absolutely revolting that Obama called him to thank him for his vote against Obamacare. And it's revolting that he was the deciding vote against Obamacare. Not Obama. John McCain. Deciding vote against the repeal of Obamacare. John McCain. How is that a Republican? What's the difference between Hillary Clinton and John McCain? The answer is nothing. Based on his last vote that kept Obamacare alive and got great thanks and celebration and cheers from Barack Obama. What kind of Republican are you? What kind of patriot are you? So that's all I'll say. It's as far as I'll go. He's on his deathbed, and I wish everyone on their deathbed well. And I hope he goes to heaven for his own sake. And I hope it's fast and painless. Not painful, painless. All right, John McCain, it's the best I'll say about you, but the fact that McCain loves, Obama loves you, not good. We'll be right back. Hi, I'm Wade Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Mother's Day is this Sunday, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for $19.99. Plus shipping and handling. Go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone and enter the secret code 3000. But hurry! This incredible deal expires this Friday. With fresh flowers, guaranteed delivery, and unique vases and accessories that mom will love, ProFlowers has everything you need to get your Mother's Day shopping done for all the moms you know. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings. Just pick a delivery date and it's guaranteed or your money back. 100 colorful blooms sent fresh from the fields and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days, starting at $19.99, and will include a free glass vase. Order now because Mother's Day is this Sunday and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 3000. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 3000.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil.
oil.
It's both.
And now it's free.
Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
War now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
War Now on the USA Radio Network as well as Newsmax TV. I'm your relentless Trump warrior, relentless conservative warrior, relentless middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, capitalist evangelist, American-made, and proud of it. Can't find a war like this anywhere else in the world except the good old US of A. I'm an ass-kicker, not ass-kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens. This show comes to you from the edutainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. I read you the story just last week about the billionaire, the second richest man in all of Egypt. His brother is the first richest man, by the way. And the second richest man in all of Egypt, the telecom billionaire, has worth about $6 billion. He's putting half of it, $3 billion in gold. Don't you think you ought to be looking at gold? Not only is he putting half a billion in gold, Russia, the country of Russia, their central bank, just added so much gold, they now own more gold than China. Why are all these countries and all these billionaires buying gold? You should explore yourself. Everyone, doesn't matter if you're working class, middle class, upper middle class, small business owner class, or rich, filthy rich. Everyone should own gold. All my friends who are filthy rich all own tons of gold and silver. You should too. You have to own at least a little bit as an insurance policy. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle coin along with your guide for investing in precious metals. You have no idea how heavy 1 ounce is. You hold in your hand. It's a big, giant silver coin. To receive your free American Silver Eagle worth about $20 based on the price of silver, call 800-780-9000. First 100, get it. 800-780-9000. Toll free, 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com. We are the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll free. This is the new number, toll-free, anywhere in the United States. It's free. 833-WAR-TALK. Love to hear what you think about the biggest issues in America today. 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My website, rootforamerica.com, and my email, wayneroot@gmail.com. Love to hear from you, wayneroot@gmail.com. And I do hear from so many of you. So here it is. John Kerry admits he secretly met with Iranian official and other foreign leaders to salvage the Iran nuclear deal. That's treason. That's treason. And here's another article. Former Assistant Secretary of State says the DOJ should issue a cease and desist order to John Kerry and suspend his security clearance. Well, that's the least. How about arresting him for treason or obstruction of United States policy? I don't know if there is such a law. I have no idea, but there should be. John Kerry's spokesman on Monday confirmed Kerry was meeting secretly with Iranians to salvage the controversial nuclear deal. Israeli officials already have proof that Iran broke the nuclear deal. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu released that proof last week that Iran was moving ahead with their secret Iranian deal. And so, I guess this guy's the former Assistant Secretary of State. His name is Robert Charles. Robert Charles. He says, at best, it's gross indiscretion. At worst, it's extreme disloyalty. And it's hard to get inside John Kerry's head. I'm not sure I want to be there. He believes he's doing God's work. This is the same guy who opposed the Vietnam War and called it a war crime. It does raise legal issues, and there are a lot, and there are two of them right off the top. You mentioned the Logan Act. The second piece of it is Article 3, Section 3, Clause 1 of the United States Constitution, which says you cannot aid or comfort or adhere to the enemy. I think there's probably no country in the world that fits into the definition of a sworn enemy of the United States more than Iran. The four things you want to do right now is the Justice Department ought to issue a cease and desist order and say, stop doing this. He's been for months negotiating with the foreign minister of Iran. The second thing I think I do is the same thing Sally Yates did to Mike Flynn. I send a few FBI agents over and do a debrief. The third thing I do is he has a courtesy clearance that he maintains as Secretary of State, former. I think I would suspend that. The final thing I would do is have the White House counsel issue some kind of deterrent letter saying, henceforth and forevermore, we frown on the idea of you going over and encouraging another country to negotiate against the United States. And just when you think it can't get any worse with all these liberal loser liars, Dinesh D'Souza, a personal friend of mine, says Rosie O'Donnell broke the law, and she broke the law five times. Who's going to arrest her the way they arrested him? She illegally exceeded campaign contribution limits to at least five Democratic candidates, according to reports this week. There are rules limiting the total any one person can give to an individual candidate, $2,700 per election. Filings show O'Donnell gave a combined 5,400 contributions over the limit to the five candidates and used five different New York addresses and four variations of her name. The fact she used different locations and different spelling shows intent right on Rosie's part. Yet Dinesh D'Souza, under Obama, was indicted and charged for far less. Called Rosie O'Donnell out for her alleged crimes. He was charged by the Obama regime for using straw donors to funnel money to a U.S. Senate campaign at a single felony count. Rosie O'Donnell is accused of committing this crime at least five times. Dinesh says it seems clear by what we know that Rosie broke the law, and she broke the law five times. So in a sense, it's an egregious violation. And what makes it particularly sneaky is she used four different names and five different addresses. How did Democrats get away with murder every time? Can someone explain that to me? And before you say, Wayne, she didn't get away with murder. She got away with crimes of election, you know, donation variety. What do you call Seth Rich? That's a crime of murder. It's very clear a Democrat did it to her. A leading Democrat, a friend of Hillary, someone in the Hillary campaign, someone at the DNC killed Seth Rich. That's pretty clear. We'll be right back. War Now USA.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
War now!
USA Radio News.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions announced today that the Department of Homeland Security will refer anyone caught entering the United States illegally from Mexico to the Justice Department for prosecution. Sessions was down in San Diego when he announced this zero-tolerance policy.
I have sent 35 prosecutors to the southwest border and moved 18 immigration judges to the border. These are supervisory immigration judges. that don't have existing caseloads and will be able to function full-time on moving these cases.
11 more members of a Penn State fraternity are headed to trial over the death of a pledge after a judge ruled today that prosecutors put on enough evidence to support hazing and alcohol-related criminal charges. Prosecutors have said it is unclear whether the two sets of charges will be consolidated for trial. This is USA Radio News.
GEICO presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the GEICO Insurance Agency. Call GEICO and see how affordable homeowners insurance can be.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM, 866-509-TERM.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. A couple of quick thank yous before I get to my esteemed guests. First of all, Real Water. You go to realwater.com. They provide all the water to this show absolutely free, or for me and all my guests. It's very much appreciated. It's wonderful alkaline water, healthy for you. Real Water at actually the the email, the website. That's it. They won't get you to the right place. But their official email, official website is drinkrealwater.com. Thank you for supplying real alkaline-infused water. It's actually beyond alkalinity. It's incredible water, beyond alkalinity. Eco-friendly, recycled. It's just wonderful stuff. And the water is healthy, good for your body. And then speaking of good for your body, My Patriot Supply is the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know, all the natural disasters out there. Look at what's happening in Hawaii. Kilauea? I'm not sure how you pronounce it. I think it's Kilauea, erupting in Hawaii after weeks of heavy earthquake activity. And then there was a 6.9 earthquake, and now the lava's flowing and burning dozens and dozens of houses. I saw the video today of cars burning. Wow. More earthquakes off the coast of Oregon, 3 and 4 days. What do you think is about to happen to California, the big one? Gosh. I've been worried about that for a year now. There's just a lot of enhanced earthquake activity around the world and around the Ring of Fire, and California's on the Ring of Fire. So I think they're in for a disaster, and that means the country is in for a disaster. So no matter where you live, disasters like these are the reason every American needs to prepare. You are the best first responder for your family. Don't wait for the government to arrive. This is the day to build your emergency food supply. Get this special double offer from my friends at My Patriot Supply. Buy a two-week emergency food kit and get one free. That's right, two for one. Buy one, get one free. Take action now. The food lasts up to 25 years in storage. Both two-week emergency food kits are shipped free discreetly to your home. In other words, you buy two, you get one free. Both ship discreetly to your home, ship free. Supplies are limited. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com. All right, we've got our guest, Silvano DiGenova. And he's the CEO of Tangible Investments, which is the main title sponsor of our entire show. And we love to talk to him, just like we love to talk to Kip Herridge, who's got the stock newsletter of VRA Insider and is just a stock expert. I love to talk to Silvano about gold and silver. And by the way, almost every conservative is a gold bug. I mean, it's in our blood. If you're a conservative Republican, you like blood. You like blood. That's a funny faux pas. You like gold. If you're a liberal, you don't know anything about gold. It means nothing to you. Liberals don't buy gold. Only conservatives buy gold. We buy gold because we know throughout history the value of gold. It's done fantastic throughout history. So without further ado, the CEO of Tangible Investments, you can find them at TII1.com, TII1.com, because it's Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com, Silvano DiGenova. Hey, Silvano, how are you?
Great, Wayne. Thanks for having me.
So tell me your opinion of gold. I mean, I see signs out there that gold's about to explode. I see Russia buying gold by the tons, now owning more gold than China. So Russia's central bank believes in gold. I see the second richest man in Egypt buying almost $3 billion worth of gold, half his net worth. And he believes that the stock market is scary and in for some bad times and certainly in for volatility. And the world is into crisis and world war. And yet, I see gold's been down the last couple of weeks. So what do you think's going on?
Well, it's mostly about the dollar. Recently, we've had a relatively strong dollar. And, you know, that's pushing gold down a little bit. I mean, and we are talking a very little bit. I mean, the reality was that in mid-April, gold was $1,349. It's just shy of 1320 right now. So, you know, it's a very minor correction. And this is all because of the strength in the dollar. However, nothing has really changed long term. In fact, interestingly, you pointed out a couple of recent developments. Number one, you know, Russia has still been buying, and in the most recent report, which was March, the Russians bought over 300,000 ounces of gold, which put them at 1,900 metric tons, a number that, you know, could compare with China. You know, the thing about China is a lot of their buying is done in secret, so we really don't know. I mean, they've been buying gold mines. They don't report any of the production of the gold mines. They don't sell 1 ounce of gold out of the gold mines they've been buying. So it's hard to say how much gold China has. But, you know, this most recent report, 300,000 ounces in March. Then we get the chairman of the board of Orscom Telecom Media, this Egyptian billionaire who is reported has bought over $3 billion worth of gold. So, you know, the smart money is certainly buying gold. Interestingly, just a few days ago, one of the analysts at Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, put a very strong statement for gold. They basically feel that gold will hit $1,450 sometime this year. So that's almost a 10% increase, in a fairly short time. So
right.
There is quite a bit of, bullishness that is not reported and basically behind the scenes, okay? And, we have to certainly look at that, more importantly than the $20 that gold is down in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, well, it's not so much. Look, it's obviously not down a lot. It's not that there's some crash in gold. Obviously, you made the point from 1440 to 1420. But I think the more important thing is just for the last few weeks, it's been sitting kind of, even or down a slight bit. So I'm just wondering why it's not rocketing up, considering all the things going on in the world. I saw a report just the other day that Israel is about to start a war with Iran. And they believe it's got to be done now or it's going to get a lot worse. And they're asking the United States for their full support. And I'm sure Donald Trump will give Israel their full support, as well he should. But that means we're headed for World War III, because Israel and Iran in the Middle East is a very dangerous combination. Although maybe not as dangerous as we all think. I mean, Saudi Arabia is now backing Israel. I think that's pretty clear. So with Saudi Arabia and Israel and the United States all on the same side, maybe the war will be over in a week. I have no idea. Nobody thought the Iraq war would be over in a couple weeks. And only a couple hundred guys would get killed the first time around. So, and we kill hundreds of thousands of their people. So it's possible Israel could win this thing in a week. But it could also, just destabilize the world and lead to World War III. So it seems like gold should be flying up, not holding its, holding still or going slightly down. That was my only point. It seems a little odd to me it's not going up. But how about your thoughts on the economy, particularly your thoughts on the fact we have the lowest unemployment numbers since the year 2000, so 18 years is the lowest unemployment numbers. What do you think, how that portends for the stock market, for the economy, and for gold?
Well, the reality is having the lowest unemployment rate in nearly 20 years is clearly going to put pressure on wages, okay? We have a lot of different indications out there that are inflationary, and certainly extremely low unemployment is clearly inflationary. I mean, the employers are going to have to bid up wages, okay, to fill the gaps that they need, okay? And so what's going to happen, as soon as wages start moving up, people will start spending more. Not to mention already with the tax cuts out there, people are clearly spending more. The economy is booming, and all of these things are inflationary. Now, the 800-pound gorilla that nobody wants to talk about, okay, is the fact that there is a potential for the budget deficit to reach $1 trillion. That is just an unheard of. We're not talking about the debt. We're talking about 1 year's budget deficit. And unless, we get a huge influx of taxes or cash flow because of the tax cut, that deficit will, explode. And that is extremely inflationary. So all these things, again, long term, are extremely bullish for gold. And that doesn't throw into the things that you just mentioned. I mean, there is unrest all over the world, okay? I mean, we got the Middle East, we got Crimea, we got Venezuela. I mean, we got issues everywhere. All of these are potential fuel for the fire of a bullish gold market.
All right, and in light of the latest economic news, which has been all pretty darn good, not perfect, but pretty darn good, the Trump economy is booming. How is the rare coin market doing overall?
Well, I have to tell you that since November, since the election of Trump, we have had more big money people buying in this market than we have seen in years, okay? I mean, we have actually sold multiple seven figures. That's over $1 million coins in the last 3 to 4 months. We have sold numerous six-figure items. What's happening is the wealthy are making a lot of money, and they want private, portable wealth, rare coins. There is no better private, portable wealth than rare coins. You know, obviously we hear the big stories of a painting selling for $400 million and the Ferrari selling for $40 million. I mean, they get the headlines. But behind the scenes, the most liquid way to have wealth is in rare coins. I mean, they're historic, they're small, they're transportable, they're easy to insure. I mean, they just have a lot more positive aspects of them.
Silvano, we're on the run. I don't know if my guests can hear the music, but we're on the run out in this segment. It's TII1.com, and you can find them at 800-780-9000. Tangible Investments. Thank you, Silvano. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products bullet resistant. Backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
War now.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
All right, always lots of people to thank because there are lots of reasons this show is a big hit, both nationwide on radio and nationwide on TV, exploding on Newsmax TV, by the way. And I wanted to let you know that my voice hangs in there 3 hours a day, 5 days a week, plus interviews all day long, because I suck on these lozenges. In between every single ad break, I pop a lozenger in my mouth. It's called My Doctor Suggests Silver Lozenger, and it's got colloidal silver and a triple strength colloidal silver inside, and so it prevents sore throats, it prevents coughs, it helps your immune system. It is an amazing little thing to suck on, amazing little sucker, a little candy sucker, and it's just fantastic for you. And it's presented to me free by My Doctor Suggests. They love this show, they enjoy listening to it, they sent me my supply for a year free, so reward them too. You got to thank the people who are nice enough to do the things that make this show go, the sponsors and also the people who provide the real water that I drink and the lozenges from My Doctor Suggests, all good people. And, of course, you can find them at MyDoctorSuggests.com. And the cherry lozenger is out of this world, man. Every guest I have who comes on the show, they all try and go, oh, my God, I want the cherry lozenger. I've got four flavors here. The only one they ever want is the cherry one. And that's my favorite, too. So all the other bottles are filled to the top. The cherry one is always empty because everybody wants it. So MyDoctorSuggests.com, thank you for providing me the lozenges free. So I've got a voice. Newsmax TV is America's fast-growing cable news channel. 50 million homes and growing. DirecTV, Dish TV, Fios, UVerse. And we're really conservative. You can see my show and people like Bill O'Reilly, Eric Bowling, Mike Reagan, Alan Dershowitz. They're on all the time on Newsmax TV and on my show. If you don't get Newsmax TV, call your local cable system. Tell them you want Newsmax TV on your cable TV. And you have other TV options like DirecTV and Dish TV. So encourage them to make you happy or tell them you're going to leave. And to make it simple, just call this 800 toll-free number and we'll connect you instantly to your cable system for free. So just dial this number right now, 844-500-6397, especially my friends and fans and listeners and callers right here in Las Vegas, where our show is exploding in popularity, blowing everybody away, blowing all competition away. And I want you to call Cox Cable and let them know you want Newsmax TV so you can watch your favorite show, War Now, the Wayne Alaric Show, every night at 5 o'clock Vegas time. 844-500-6397. They'll connect you instantly to Cox Cable. Or wherever you are in the country, they'll connect you instantly to your cable operator. 844-500-6397. Tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Root of Las Vegas with his show. All right. Here's a chart that came out over the weekend. Now, if this chart came out from Wayne Root, you'd call me a racist. If it came out from Fox News, you'd call me a racist. If it came out from Newsmax TV, even if it's the truth, you'd say we're racist. But it's a CNN chart. It's firearm homicide death rates by race. So let's go ahead and examine, you know, because people say guns are so dangerous and all the people from Parkland, guns are so terrible. Yeah, okay. So in Missouri, you know, where St. Louis is like a horrible crime-ridden city in the mode of Detroit, Chicago, and Baltimore, in Missouri, the firearms homicide death rates by race, annual deaths per man per 100,000 per year by race and state. So in Missouri, white people, 2.77 deaths per 100,000, 2.77. Black people, 59.42. 2 to 59. It's a 56% difference. In Michigan, which has Detroit, 1.52 white people per 100,000 die of firearms. 1.52. Blacks, 49.19. Illinois, which has Chicago. No surprise, these are all the top ones in the nation. 1.05 white people per 100,000. 47.94 black people. I mean, just incredible numbers. In Indiana, 2 white people, 46 black people per 100,000. Pennsylvania, 1 white person, 43 black. In Nebraska, 1 white person, 40 black. In Louisiana, 4 white people. Wow, that's big. 4 per 100,000, 42.91 for blacks. In Ohio, 1.83 white people, 37 black people. So the numbers go on and on in every single state. I mean, in every state, it's almost exactly the same. And the researchers say the cause of the disparity is a quote-unquote mystery. Though they said researchers noted the homicides occurred at the highest rates in urban settings. You think? You know, see, I'm the opposite of a racist. What I could use these statistics to prove is I'd say, oh, black people must be worse than white people. Black people must be more violent. No, it's got nothing to do with that. It has to do with urban settings. It has to do with the fact that black people in inner cities who don't have guns are left helpless against people who do have guns. They're getting gunned down in record numbers. The moral of this story is that, A, guns are not dangerous in the hands of the right people, because in safe neighborhoods, guns don't cause many deaths at all. But in bad neighborhoods, where there's lots of violent people without education and without jobs, it's not a matter of black, it's anyone in those neighborhoods. It's just crime-ridden, and you're leaving people defenseless against those who are criminals who get the guns. That's a moral to the story. That's one of the morals to the story. I'll bet you store owners are left defenseless in Detroit, in Baltimore, in Cleveland, St. Louis, Chicago, all these cities, Philadelphia, with these incredible numbers. Even Nebraska, 4 white people per 100,000 killed by guns, 42 blacks killed by guns. You know what the difference is? With a number like that, it's Omaha is a very dangerous city. I'm sure there's 0 killed by guns in all the farmland outside, the suburbs and the rurals and the ultra-rurals. There's no crime. Guns are just a means of self-defense against bad people. And you know what the other moral to the story is? All these cities have strict gun control. So these massive rates of death are in cities with strict gun control, proving, ergo, gun control doesn't work. It's a giant failure manufactured by liberals and big government to leave you defenseless to government and criminals. Wayne Allyn, more now.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
00.